Let's continue exploring Afrofuturism. We turn to the Norwest Gallery of Art in Detroit, celebrating Black History Month with an exhibition called Supreme, A Voyage to Afrofuturism. Asia Hamilton is director and chief curator. Asia, what is the big message of this exhibit?
Pretty much, we are focusing on futuristic and scientific ideas, ancient African traditions. It's like reimagining our culture had it been untouched by Western society. So the imagery and the art and everything that's a part of Supreme is pretty much just kind of like a projection into the future for African culture.
I've seen it described the developing collision of science fiction technology with the African diaspora. What does that mean to you?
I mean, pretty much it is a mixture of technology and, you know, futuristic ideas mixed with our Black culture.
And I know this is a multidisciplinary art exhibit. Give us an idea of the kinds of things in the exhibit and who the artists are.
Well, you know, we have a range of different mediums. It's a totally multimedia exhibition. We have an artist, Mr. Matthew Corbin. He's got a series of like found objects and things that he's collected, you know, just from walking along the street or driving on the freeway or wherever. And he's put these pieces together to create these like almost African masks, but they look futuristic in their elements. Like, you know, some of them have, you know, light bulbs or different things that's inside of them that give them that futuristic feel.
And he's a Detroiter, right?
Yes, he is. He's also my high school teacher. So we have artists that are well up in age in this exhibit, all the way down into their very early 20s. So I love to have a nice range of artists, too, because it gives a different perspective on the title of what the piece is.
And you've got artists from really all around the world.
Absolutely. Von Mash, who is he solely does Afrofuturistic work. He works in a digital medium, so he does like a mix between painting and, you know, photography and just, you know, collaging and creating these Afrofuturistic pieces. He is actually in South Africa. And then we have another artist, Young Yimmy. He's in Toronto. So we got artists Toronto, Chicago, South Africa, all the way to Detroit.
And I know that you have events that you've built around the exhibit and about Afrofuturism. What kinds of things are you planning?
Well, we got a cosmic conversation. This will be curated by Ingrid LaFleur, who is an Afrofuturist herself, and Tanya Stevens. They are doing conversations with real life Afrofuturists that are here in Detroit. So it's pretty much just a view into the movement and how it's demonstrated in everyday lives. So that will be February the 27th and March the 6th on Wednesdays. We also have the Story Behind the Art, which is one of my favorites. We do that for every exhibition. It's a artist talk. You know, so the artists will be explaining their inspiration behind their pieces and just talking about the stories and where they came up with these, you know, these amazing concepts.
What do you hope people will take away from exploring Afrofuturism through this exhibition, Supreme?
I'm hoping that people will just be, you know, just kind of celebrate the uniqueness and innovation of Black culture. You know, just not only will it bring a sense of pride and, you know, just kind of like an unapologetic celebration for Black people, but just an overall understanding of, you know, our culture in a diverse way across the spectrum.
The exhibition is Supreme, A Voyage to Afrofuturism, and you can get all kinds of details on the exhibition and all the events related with it by going to the Norwest Gallery of Art website, norwestgallery.com, and it is worth noting that the Norwest Gallery is an arts grant recipient from the Knight Foundation. Asia Hamilton, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.